Okay, we're going to go live now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Your Western Lifestyle Connection right here on Cutting Up Radio.
Hi, this is Sis Lacrosse with Championship Bull Riding. Join us on CBR Mondays every Monday here on Cutting Up Radio.
And good evening, and thanks for joining us tonight here on CBR Mondays on Cutting Up Radio. We are excited to have all of you joining us this evening. My co-host, of course, Ms. Cicely Cross, will be joining us shortly. I want to invite all of you to check out the number one selling tractor, Mahindra Tractors, who is an amazing sponsor for the CBR and who is presenting our show tonight. Make sure you learn more about Mahindra by visiting their website at MahindraUSA.com. or cbrbull.com. On the bottom of the front page of the CBR website, all you got to do is click on their logo. And I believe my co-host, Ms. Cicely Cross, is joining us now, and I want to invite all of you to make sure you check out Cicely's business, which is called Cowboy Crossroads. Make sure you check it out on Facebook at facebook.com/Cowboy Crossroads. Hey, Cicely.
Hi, how are you guys this week?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Speaking of business, that's what I was in the middle of working on, that business right now.
How's it going?
It's good. It is very good. We just got back from market. I had a weekend. Actually, I didn't have a weekend of bull riding off, but I went to market before I went to New Braunfels this weekend and got some new and fun things. And anyway, we're in the middle of getting our regular website created and up, so that should be up in the next few weeks. So
awesome. Well, everybody's so excited.
CowboyCrossroads.com. That's right.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. Well, tonight we're joined by number 28 in the Cinch CBR standings, CBR bull rider from Jasper, Texas, Mr. Cooper Davis, which he's on the line with us now. Hi, Cooper.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to
now,
be here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, tonight we're looking forward to learning about your journey to become a CBR bull rider and how it began and all that good stuff. So share with our listeners when your journey as a bull rider began.
Well, when I was probably 4 or 5, I started getting on sheep at David Wisner's house right down the road. And I don't know, it kind of grew on me and started getting on calves and steers and, I don't know, grew to bull riding. And so kind of turned into a hobby and how I make my living now.
Absolutely. And what an amazing mentor you had.
Yes, ma'am. I've had some good people along the way to help me out and to get me where I am. So good to have good people in your life.
It is. Absolutely. Now, what bull riders did you look up to when you were, you know, kind of got the the drive to become one of those crazy cowboys on the back of one of those rank bulls?
I always liked to watch Tuff Edelman. That was cool. Chris Shivers, he's a good guy to look up to. I don't know, pretty much anybody that could ride a bull and stay on, I thought they were pretty cool guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you remember what show or where you went to go see your first bull riding?
I don't know. I think it was Houston. I went to the Houston Livestock Show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably my first rodeo to see.
Very cool. Now, who was the first professional athlete that you were able to meet?
First professional athlete would probably been Craig Biggio at a baseball game. And I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Cool. Well, what about a bull rider?
My brother-in-law, Clayton Fulton, so.
Yeah?
I got to hang around him.
Our little world champion?
Bull riding. Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
Well, cool. Well, you talk more than him already, so you've achieved greatness.
Yeah, we're not very good at the whole interview thing.
No, you're awesome. We just pick on Clayton because, you know, he's
you
just
talk
a
lot more than Clayton Cooper. Well, I don't know. It depends on I hear him talk a lot when he's around me.
Well, tell us a little bit about why you chose the CBR organization for your career.
Well, CBR, I grew up watching it, and I wanted to try to make it on tour. And the beginning of the year, it was kind of, you know, hoping I'd make it on tour. And then when I got there, it was all nerves, and I didn't really perform the best. And it was all about getting the nerves out and just doing what I know how to do, instead of trying to make a ride instead of just having fun.
Right. Well, did you start with the Horizon series first?
Yeah, I went to I tried going to Fort Worth as much as I could, and trying to stay on and get some points built up. That way, when I got on tour, then I'd have some points established.
So. Right. Well, you know, it's always good to hear your journey, you know, as a bull rider, because there's so many inspiring guys out there that really get inspired by, you know, you and other athletes like you. And they just want to kind of know how you got started and you know, why the organization has been so wonderful for you. You know, we know every week we get to enjoy all your stories about the CBR family. That's really what you guys are, you know, and it's got to be tough being out there and winning and losing some and winning and losing some and really trying to catch up and that type of thing. What has been the most competitive part of being an athlete?
Probably staying away from home. It's tough to leave home, and especially because it's kind of new to me. Mm-hmm. But it's nice being out there and having your friends around and helping each other out. It's if you didn't have your friends there, it'd be a whole lot harder.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you getting excited about being a part of Cheyenne this year?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It means a lot to me to be able to go and to actually
Tell them, let me interrupt. Tell them your excitement the week before Cheyenne. Isn't it the week before Cheyenne?
Yes, ma'am. I have the National High School Finals that week.
Cooper just won the Texas State High School Bull Riding Finals last week prior to going into New Braunfels this weekend and winning the CBR Horizon event in New Braunfels this weekend. So he's had two really good weeks.
Yeah, that's nothing to brag about, huh? That's a lot
and
to brag about. That's awesome.
Tell us. You can tell us about your nationals because I'm not really for sure when they are. I know they're before Cheyenne, aren't they?
Yes, ma'am. I think they're July 15th to the 22nd. In Rock Spring, Wyoming.
That's awesome.
So
he goes a good week in Wyoming.
Yeah, you are. You're going to be fresh and ready to go. That I guess the levels of, what is it? I don't even know what it's, elevation? You'll be good to go, huh?
That's right.
I'll be up
that's
there for
right.
But,
go ahead.
Yeah.
So how long did you say you were going to be up there?
I'll leave Wednesday, and I'll be up there from this Wednesday on through Cheyenne. So I'll be gone that whole month probably.
That's exciting. Well, the best of luck to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Now, what are you doing to prepare for this? You know, being away, I mean, you know, being away from home that long, number one. But, you know, how are you preparing yourself? Are you working out a lot on the road? Do you, you know, use different workout centers like, you know, Gold's Gym or any of the Anytime Fitness type things? Do you guys work out when you're on the road?
Yeah, we work out a little bit. I try to eat healthy and try to stay fit. So
it's important, isn't it?
It is. It's hard to make those moves if you're not in shape.
Exactly. Now, share with us a few ways that you prepare for competition. Like, for example, when you get to a bull riding, what do you go through? You know, I know you stretch and you go through. Do you have any type of rituals that you do just to kind of get pumped up to go in?
Yeah, I try to stretch my groins as much as I can and just be loose and say a prayer and hope everything works out okay.
So you don't really, it's all mental, huh? It's you know, you really don't even have to think about it too much, huh? Because otherwise you kind of get strung out there.
Yeah, the less you think about it, I think the better your odds are.
That's what everybody seems to tell us.
Going
I wish
the,
we could do that, huh, Cicely?
That's right.
That's right.
We have to think about everything before we do anything. So what would you say has been your most memorable bull riding, Rick, of the date?
I don't know. And probably in junior high, I broke my shoulder. That's about as tough as it's been so far. I got off the bull and landed on it wrong. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love the way you guys just say, oh, I just broke my shoulder, you know, and that's about it.
Yeah.
It's like, is it really that simple?
It's going to happen.
Every single one of you that come on here have the most horrible injuries ever, and you guys just tell it like a baby story, you know? Oh, it was just as simple.
Right.
Well, I know that you're in good hands because Miss Cicely keeps everybody in tune there at the CBR. You know,
right.
What you know when you guys are up for rodeos and away from home, you know, having that CBR family there to coach you and really make you feel comfortable. Can you shout out? I mean, can you share with us some of the examples of what the CBR does for you guys as athletes?
The CBR, they're all good people. I mean, they'll help you in any way they can. You know, it's nice being able to go there and be friends with everybody, and it's really not even like a competition when you get there.
Who are some of your travel partners? Go ahead. Talk about this, please. You got to hear more.
She's helped me out. more than once. But,
yes, yeah. She's the golden girl.
Right.
So tell us, who are your running partners, your riding on the road buddies?
Right now, I'm going with Josh Barentine and Cody Graves, and I've been with quite a few people that go to the CBRs week in and week out, just different guys. But as of right now, I'm with Josh Barentine and Cody Graves.
Well, that's a good person to be with. He's number two right now, and I'm very, very close to taking over the number one spot from. Is it Luis Blanco? I can't remember who's in the number one spot now. Seriously.
Yes. They're still fighting it out. It's going to be that way to the bitter end.
It's exciting to watch how close it is this year. Very cool.
It is because this weekend our top five guys, well, minus the fact that Gustavo is out, but every one of them bucked off this weekend. So the top five in the world standings did not change any. And then Cooper had kind of been riding there on the bottom half. So he went ahead and secured his spot to Cheyenne this weekend. So he's good. He's good for his first CBR World Finals. This, you know, in 28 days, I believe is what it is.
That's awesome. So would he be like the rookie of the year, like type athlete?
Well, no, actually, there's several rookies, actually, this year. There's a lot of guys this year, you know, and we've kind of talked about it all year long, but a lot of guys that this is going to be their first time to make the CBR World Finals. But he's definitely, I think, the youngest on tour.
Very cool.
He had to wait until he turned 18 to get on tour. And did you just graduate from high school, Cooper, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. I just graduated this past month.
Awesome.
Clayton kept trying to call and get me to get him in ahead of time, you know, because our rule is, I mean, they have to be 18 to ride. And he kept calling all the time and said, can't you just squeeze him on in? And I was like, if I let one in, I'd let them all in. And so he kind of had to wait till he turned 18 to get in. And so anyway, he made use of his time, and he's going to be at Cheyenne. So he's done a good job.
Yeah, wow, what a great weekend. I guess this will be your most memorable weekend for sure, huh?
Definitely.
No, probably really last exciting. Weekend was up until the next until next month.
Yeah.
two pretty memorable weekends back to back, yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Right.
Very cool. Now, I know we mentioned, you know, that you guys travel a lot. Where do you guys like to eat? You know, like, do you guys stop off to eat, or do you make sandwiches and or on the go, or what do you guys do?
Well, if we have time, I like the Texas Roadhouse. I like to eat there, but if we're in a hurry, we'll stop at wherever's quickest that we can get in and get out. Sometimes we're on the road and need to get somewhere really, really fast in a hurry. So, but if I had to pick a place to eat, it'd be Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, one of my favorites as well. You know, they have the best darn margaritas. Sorry, I had to throw that one in.
Yeah, they do. They do.
So tell us a little bit about some of the products that you use. Do you guys have Riggins? You know, tell us a little bit about your Riggin and who you have your Riggin with.
Well, I have a Barstow bull rope. And my vest came from Phoenix. And I like the Bull Tough helmet. So they feel like the safest to me, but those Ring Bull helmets, I think is what they're called. They're pretty neat helmets themselves, but I don't know.
And you have any sponsors, don't you, Cooper?
No.
Don't you have some sponsors?
Say I won't. I get a little bit. I get some gloves from them. They help me out with some equipment and clothing and stuff. So that definitely helps a lot.
Say I won't. Say I wanna.
Yes.
And what is it? Say I won't. Right.
It's yes, say I won't.
Yeah. I know. I used to have their, when we were in Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo, we always played their ads, and it was like a rapping song. And I always say you wanna or something. So that's why I always say that. Cool.
Well, I want to tell a neat little deal this about Cooper this past weekend, which most guys, a lot of times you don't see guys do this, but this weekend at New Braunfels at our CBR event was a benefit for Rope and Dreams, kind of like Make-A-Wish Foundation, you know, just another charity organization for children with cancer, basically. And anyway, and so the bull riding was over, and they had announced Cooper as the winner, and it happened that the announcer stand was close enough to right behind the bucking chute. And before they even actually presented him his event buckle, he hopped up on the chute and leaned over, and he said, "Miss Cicely, do you know how much I've made?" And I said, "Yeah." And so anyway, he donated part of his check to the Rope and Dreams Foundation from what he won this weekend. And Cindy and Dub, who kind of head that up, I had dinner with them last night before I left. And anyway, you know, she was about in tears telling me again, and she was like, "I'm just so impressed with that young kid." And she said, "I told him," she said, "when he came up," she and you know, gave me that, she said, I looked at him and said, "Will you be sure and give your mom and dad a message?" And she said he kind of looked at me weird and was like, "Yes, ma'am." And she was like, "Be sure and tell them that they raised a good son." So, you know, thanks to Cooper for doing that. And, you know, I mean, that's the kind of guys that there are. I mean, not all the guys, you know, do that. But, I mean, it was very much appreciated, and it definitely went to a good cause. And, you know, I just want to say thanks, Cooper, for doing that, because that's, you know, pretty impressive to, you know, to people for you to do that. So that was awesome.
Oh, no problem. I like giving back, especially when I can. Makes me feel good. So helping people out.
So what made, you know, I mean, of course you've got an amazing heart, but Cooper, one of the children there at the event that really gave you that, you know, thought, this, I'm going to give back? I mean, what inspired you to do something so incredible?
I don't know. I've always been raised to be able to give whenever you can, and it's a big deal to me to be able to help out everybody that's in need that I can. And I have a little friend. His name's Tynan, and he's battling leukemia right now. So it's kind of a soft spot in my heart to help little kids that aren't getting a fair chance at what they like to do. So it's felt like it's something that I wanted to do.
Right, absolutely. We want to invite all of our listeners to check out ropeanddreams.com, ropindreams.com, for more information. Such an amazing organization that's given back to communities around the U.S. You know, I mean, they really are, and they're inspiring so many little cowboys out there and little cowgirls, and really representing the Western lifestyle in such an incredible way. So we want to thank them.
They do, you know, just like the Make-A-Wish Foundation, they do several, you know, events and, you know, try to preserve the Western heritage and give back to those children that are not quite fortunate enough. And actually some of the kids that were in action were there at the event. And, you know, they can just sit there and tell you story after story after story of, you know, the ones that, they, you know, go and see. And you know, it's a great cause. You know, for the less fortunate, obviously, you know, thanks to them for giving up their time and, you know, to promote and help do that.
Absolutely. Now, has Cooper been a part of the television series yet?
Not yet. What's aired on TV, but coming up, he will be.
Awesome.
What was your first event, Cooper? Was it Fort Worth?
Fort Worth was my first event. So next week.
Cool.
Next week he'll make his debut on Fox Sports Network.
Yeah, how cool. Now tell us a little bit, Cooper. Okay, we know it's a big difference, you know, being on television and you know, the televised shows from the Horizon series. You know, tell us how different it is and how exciting it is for you as a competitor.
It's very exciting. I was really nervous my first couple of events, and actually all the events I've really been pretty shaken up over it, but it's definitely different going to a regular bull ride and then going to the big tour events and having the lights in your face and cameras and everything else. It's really exciting, but hopefully I got all the nerves worked out enough where I can just clear my head and have fun now.
Yeah. Well, and also you kind of get that excitement with your fans, you know, to know that you have fans out there and you know, people know you and you're like a superstar, you know. It's kind of cool, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't go as far to say a superstar.
You're going to be.
I wouldn't mind having a fan too. That'd be nice.
That's cool. Well, we know that people that are listening, most of us do have Facebook, so you do have a Facebook page as well, right?
Yes, I do.
And it's for fans? Or is it your personal?
We were actually working on that today, but it's a personal one, so I'll accept friend requests either way.
Awesome. Well, you can learn more about CBR bull rider Cooper Davis by visiting his Facebook page, and he'll friend you, and hopefully it'll be switched over to a fan page soon, and everybody can like your page, and you won't have to monitor it as much. Ask Cicely.
Yeah, at this place she has about 15.
And then you'll have to get on Twitter soon.
Yeah, they all are so funny. They're like, can we make you an administrator?
Can you run this?
Yeah. And then they'll call. Artie's really good about it. He'll call and he'll go, can you post so and so? Can you attach so and so to my page? I don't remember how. Like, sure.
That's awesome. Cicely, you're just amazing. I mean, you know, you really give these guys the drive, you know, to be successful, and you really kind of cover all areas that they need. And you know, the fans mean so much to you guys, and we know that. It's just you guys are on the go so much. You really have to have that little assistant back there to help you guys reach out to the fans, because we know you all want to, you know. And that's what's so incredible about all you.
Social networking.
Yep. So tell us.
I did get on to him one night in the locker room, and I told him, I was like, okay, y'all either need to get a Facebook or a Twitter page, start promoting y'all.
I was there.
Yeah, it's really big. I mean, you know, most everybody use their cell phones. They're not so much computer. They're on, you know, on their cell phones, and we can relate because, I mean, you know how I remember growing up, they always said robots were going to take over the world. Honey, I think we are the robots. We're robots to our cell phones and our iPads and everything else.
I know it. Well, and I tell them all if they need lessons to check with Craig Jackson, because he does a great job.
Yes, he does. He does
he
do
does.
A great job. And he's a lot of fun to follow, too, because you never know what he's going to say.
No.
Now, what advice can you give to the youth that look up to you as a mentor?
I don't know. I'd say put God first and always go for what you want, because and God's the key to doing everything that you want to do. You just have to believe in yourself and have fun doing it. And whatever road you choose to go down, then do it all the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys have so much drive because of that faith you have in God. And you know, I think it's so impressive to see you guys giving it all, you know. And then afterwards, you're giving him all the glory. And I think that's so phenomenal. You know, that's what life is all about.
Well,
you know?
He's the key to everything that goes on. So he's got a plan for you, and that's how it's going to have to be. So.
That's right. That is right. Well, you know, there's a couple of more questions I want to ask of you. You know, as far as the helmets we were talking about earlier in the show, you know, you probably wear a helmet. Do you, you know, what other type of safety equipment do you wear other than, like, the vest? Do you wear any other types of equipment?
No, I just wear a vest and a helmet and chaps. I mean, I don't really know of anything else you could use to keep yourself safe.
Right.
That.
Cool. Well, that was a question on here. I thought I'd asked you that already, and I seen one of the fans had asked. Now, as far as bulls that are on the circuit right now, what bull are you most excited about competing on that you hope you are given the opportunity to compete on?
Oh, any bull that I can stay on. really,
yeah.
I like a bull called Bugle that I'd like to get on. He looks like he'd fit me pretty good. But,
yeah, and that bull's in the running for Bull of the Year, so.
Really good bull.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we wish you the best of luck in all you do. Safe travels, and continue this amazing drive that you have, Cooper. You are, you know, you're being, you're living the dream and successfully, and that's amazing. And we wish you the best of luck in your college competition as well as your professional competition. That's really exciting.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you like to shout out to anyone?
Like, tell my mom and dad hello, and thanks to all my fans. Hopefully we'll see you on Cheyenne.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, Cooper, for joining us. It's Cooper Davis from Jasper, Texas, the CBR bull rider. We're going to be seeing more of him for sure. And Cicely's already warned us about this. How many times, Cicely?
A lot.
A lot, for sure, for sure. Well, thank you, Cooper. We wish you the best of luck, like I said.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cooper.
All right, hon. You have a great evening.
Y'all too.
Bye-bye.
All right, sweetie. Bye. Great guy, great guy. Well, Cicely, you have raised a clan there. They are awesome.
They are kind of, he's really a sweet kid. And Clayton, you know, Clayton Fulton, he's married to Clayton Fulton, Clayton Fulton is married to his older sister, Kayla, and and so he's kind of been around the ropes and kind of knows, and Clayton kind of, you know, molded him and kind of guided him along, you know, to help him out. So that's always good, you know, when you've got a brother-in-law that'll help you out like that. So anyway, and hopefully, if things all go good, Clayton will be returning at Cheyenne to ride at the finals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because we were thinking he wasn't coming back, but he is.
Right, right.
Very cool.
He will know on July 8th or 9th. And we'll make that decision at that point in time. So plans are right now, you know.
Oh, that is so cool. That's exciting. I know he can't wait to get back.
I know. He is ready. He's ready.
Yeah.
So
cool.
We've got several out tomorrow, actually early in the morning, 5:30. That's what Chandler Bounds is having surgery on his groin. He's been fighting this for the past 3 months and laid off for a month or a month and a half and tried to come back, and he just can't get a hold of anything. And I talked to him today. He's in Philadelphia and going to have surgery there by the big growing guru doctor. And they said it'll only take about an hour worth of surgery, and he'll get to go back to the hotel, and they'll check on him tomorrow evening, and then hopefully he'll fly back to Lubbock on Wednesday. And his plans were to be out only about 3 to 4 weeks and return in Cheyenne. After he got there and visited with the doctor, I think the doctor advised him that, no, it would be 6 to 8 weeks. So we'll see how that goes. But he told me today, he said, I have to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's real early. He's been saying with Casey Field and some of those boys in Utah, and I think they've been on a different time schedule, so he's got to get up and be in surgery early in the morning. But all go well, and we'll have a report on him next week. But we wish him the best of luck with that.
Yes, we do. And, yeah, well, soon.
That's right. And I don't think we've had too many injuries this week. We want to say congrats to Wesley Silcox on his new baby girl. Rivers, he had a new baby girl last Monday. She had a little bit of difficulty and ended up with some fluid on her lungs and got some pneumonia, and has been in the hospital since she was born. And I talked to Wesley today, and he was headed to Canada and said she was getting out of the hospital tomorrow and going home, but everything was good. So congrats to them on their new baby girl.
Yeah. You and everybody's having babies up there. They got a good granny up there by Sicily. You're going to have so many babies on your hip.
I know. Well, I always, every time that that JW's at an event, well, Aubrey, his little girl, has to come and sit with me. And so I had her up in the announcer stand with this weekend. She likes to play on my computer. And I make sure to save before she gets on there. And they're actually getting ready to have a baby boy, Mr. Little Dylan, soon, at the end of the month, I think July, around July 30th, right around Cheyenne time. So,
amazing.
Anyway,
they picked the best times to have babies. Last time it was in Vegas.
Yes, it was. And so this time it's right around Cheyenne. So we'll see how that goes. But I know Jackie's ready for that baby to be here, and JW is too. But he's on a mission. He's back and healthy and doing good. Rode this weekend in New Braunfels and rode his long round, booked off a short round, but won Reno Extreme last week, so congrats to him on that. So he's back and healthy and good to go.
Awesome. Well, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, the next thing we have is Giddings, July 7th, which is a Horizon event, and that'll be the last event that counts for the World Standings before Cheyenne, which is on July 23rd and 24th. And I just want to remind everybody, too, that there's a huge Western Wishes 8 Seconds reunion with Luke Perry and Stephen Baldwin and Tuff will be on Saturday night on the 22nd, and people can get the information off the CBR website at cbrbull.com, or can go to the Western Wishes Foundation website and get purchase tickets for that dinner and gala, and that's going to be a fun event.
Yeah, that's in Cheyenne, by the way, guys.
That is in Cheyenne. That's right. On Saturday, July the 21st, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, because Monday and Tuesday is the CBR World Championships. And
that's right, on 23rd and 24th. That's right. Tickets still available, and they can purchase tickets at Ticketmaster.com or look on the CBR website to get information about ticket purchase.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I told my husband he'll be up there on the 24th, so I hope he gets to see you guys. He's bringing Rodney Atkins up there for the 25th. So I don't know. Are you guys leaving out right away?
Yeah, most of us will be out on Wednesday. So.
Okay, yeah, because Reba's going to be there. I think it's Reba, Rodney, and
I know. We're going to get
the other guy.
Haggard and, yeah.
Yeah. Great entertainment there at Cheyenne this year. It's going to be amazing.
Crazy and busy. Yes, it is. It's a fun event. And, you know, we end Channel Crown, a world champion there, and then we turn right around. And, I mean, we have a full month in August of several Horizon events and then start back with our Cinch Tour in Huron, South Dakota, the end of August. So, you know, not even a month break in between when the season ends and the season starts back. So.
All right. Well, you know, we've really enjoyed the Fox Sports Network Sundays with you guys. It's been amazing. It's been fun. I cannot imagine all the details you guys had to go through at cutting all of that. It was amazing. I mean, the layout is amazing. The insight is amazing. I mean, It's so enjoyable every Sunday, and we have really been enjoying that. So tell us, give us a hint about this coming up Sunday. Where will
this
you guys be?
This coming up Sunday will be from Fort Worth, Texas, from the 25th Annual Tough Heatherman Championship Challenge.
Right.
And it will be good. I know, you know, there's been, you know, at first we had said that it would be on at 6 o'clock all across the board, but that depends on baseball games and regions. So everybody's just needing to check their guides on Sundays as to when, you know, the show comes on Fox. Some regions are replaying the events during the week, two or three times during the week, and some regions only, you know, replay it once. We don't never know when because there's so many different regions. So you really just have to check your guide. But the originals are on Sundays somewhere between 6 and 10 p.m., depending on baseball games and whatever region that is. So everybody just needs to be sure and check their guides on Sundays. But they've been really great. And there's some, you know, great, great stories in those events that have been on TV, you know. And, you know, Jeff Metters and those guys with Geronimo Productions did a good job capturing a lot of the stuff on there, you know, and lots more to come leading up to Cheyenne. Yeah.
Why? Wow, so it's amazing. I got to tell you, hats off to you guys, because I knew it. I know. I mean, just from the volume of, I mean, it's just so unique, and it's amazing how you guys put that all together, and the fans are loving it.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, we've gained a lot of new fans just, you know, from across the board that have really never watched bull riding, or just, you know, happened upon it on Sundays.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's great for the sport. The numbers have been excellent. And, you know, hopefully we'll just keep trucking along. So we're very pleased with our partnership with them.
Yes. And also I want to remind everybody to go visit the CBR store, okay? They have 132 Rides and Wrecks DVD now for $20. It's on sale, and you need to get your copy today. Your favorite bull rider's favorite wreck.
Tell them that they needed to update it, and I think they did update.
They
pictures.
Did. They did. I'm so proud of them. That's so exciting.
They did.
Lots
they
of
did.
Apparel, T-shirts, new T-shirts. Especially, everybody has got to get the new T-shirts for Cheyenne. You know, they are awesome. And
well,
you know,
and we're actually today we're working on a World Finals shirt that is really cool. That will be available at Cheyenne and then after Cheyenne on the website. We won't reveal it until we get to Cheyenne, but it's a very cool-looking shirt.
Very cool. Well,
yeah.
They did update the site, and it looks neat. I just went through all of it, and very cool.
They did.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Was there anything else you want to add? Any more?
I think that's about all we got this week. Like I said, I mean, we still got our Friday night and weekend series in Fort Worth at the Cowtown Coliseum and Billy Bob's. And then, of course, July 7th, we'll be in Giddings, Texas for that big event. And I think Josh Abbott is there in concert after the bull riding. So that's a big event. And then we will go to have a week off, or me about a half a week, and then head to Wyoming. So,
do you even have a week off? Honestly,
no.
I can't imagine that.
Never. That's what I told somebody. I was like, I just really like to take just like a real vacation where I can just like be on vacation away from it all. But then I get bored after a day or two, so it's all okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Cicely, as always, it's great to hear your voice and to have you on our show for CBR Mondays. And I want to remind
Absolutely.
All of our listeners to make sure they check out your Facebook page and upcoming website. The Facebook is facebook.com/ Cowboy Crossroads. And then Cicely mentioned earlier in the show that the cowboycrossroads.com will be live soon. So
make sure
you stay up to date.
Week.
Yeah, that's exciting, Cicely. Well, you
I
have
know.
So many neat items. I love the new flip-flops and different things that you wear.
Lots
and people love that,
stuff
you know.
Coming. I know,
yeah.
Lots of cute stuff coming. We just went to market the front half of the week before I went to New Braunfels, so I've got lots of new stuff coming that's lots of cute stuff. It takes a few weeks to get all that in, but, yeah, we add items weekly, so lots of cute, fun stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's fun because we enjoyed watching you on Texas Women and all the fun things that you wore. And, the emails that we got was, where did Cicely get that shirt? And then we'd ask Cicely, she shops in Louisiana. Oh, no, we got to go to Louisiana to get that outfit.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Now we just have to get it off Cicely's store because everything she wears is in the store.
That's right. And, yeah, we're still waiting to hear about whether we're going to get a season 3 or not. So everybody
we're praying
needs to still
see so much
DMT.
Fun.
I know. Who knows?
So they at least have to have a Cicely Cross show. I mean, you
there
made
you
the show. It was so much fun. Seriously, you did. We enjoyed it.
Well, thank you.
So,
thank you.
Absolutely. And we want to make sure all of our listeners check out all the amazing sponsors on CBR. But tonight we featured the number one selling tractor, Mahindra Tractors. We want you to learn more about Mahindra by visiting their website at MahindraUSA.com or CBRBull.com. So make sure you check out CBRBull.com, their website. On the very bottom of their page, they have all their amazing sponsors. Make sure you visit their website. Just contact them and tell them how much you enjoy them being a part of the CBR. And also when you go shopping, make sure you shop with those guys first. You know, that's always key. And that's the reason, you know, you guys have such amazing sponsors is because everyone loves their products. So
That's right. And we do appreciate them because we couldn't have it if we didn't have them. So
that's right.
That's right.
All right, Cicely. Well, thank you so much for joining us
all
this week on CBR Mondays, and we'll see you next Monday for CBR
Mondays.
Sounds good.
Y'all have a good week.
You too, hon. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, hon. Bye-bye. And that was Cicely Cross. What an amazing night tonight. We had an amazing guest. Make sure you continue to stay up to date with CBR World Standings as they're changing weekly, and it's going to be an exciting time there in Cheyenne. We want to thank Cooper Davis, and we want to wish him the best of luck for the college national finals rodeo as well. He will be competing there and then also at Cheyenne. Amazing, amazing cowboy. He's currently number 28 in the Cinch CBR standings, but I'm sure that's about to change as well. He's a Jasper, Texas cowboy, and we wish him the best of luck. Again, we want to thank you all for joining us for CBR Mondays right here on Cutting Up Radio, and stay tuned next Monday for more CBR action as well. And right now we're going to close out the show with one of our favorites, Rodney Atkins. And he has an amazing song called Take a Back Road. So enjoy that, and we'll see you here on Cutting Up Radio next Monday. Oh, yeah, let me change that. Sorry about that. For CBR Mondays, we'll be back Monday. But don't forget to join our friend Miss Tammy Webster with Bull Riding Fan Connection this Wednesday at 9 p.m. Central Time here on Cutting Up Radio with Wiley Peterson, Dustin Elliott, and also Reese Case is going to be joining her. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you call into the show at 347-637-3485 or join us in the chat room. The link will be posted on both of our Facebook pages, so don't miss it. Again, that's Wednesday at 9 p.m. Central Time. Make sure you stay tuned because Tammy's always bringing some incredible guests on her show, and we enjoy everything she brings to the table here on Cutting Up Radio. So thanks to Tammy Webster for all she does. Okay, well, we're going to close out the show this time with Rodney Atkins, Take a Back Road. Everyone have a great evening, and thanks again for joining us for CBR Monday right here on Cutting Up Radio.
I've about had it, I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night. Makes me wanna take a back road. cotton if I'm gonna hit a traffic jam. Well, it better be a tractor man. So sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist and a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. The truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take some old back road to the shady spot where things get hotter. Way down, way down, way down. Some old back road.
I'm Tuff Edom with Championship Bull Riding. Thanks for listening to CBR Mondays on Cutting Up Radio.